Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Don't get stuck in one of those risky, adjustable home equity lines of credit. With mortgage rates this low, a new 30 or 15-year fixed rate mortgage is the way to go. Lower your rate and get the cash you need at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
I go to bed with a prayer that you soon make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet. Then you'll dry all of my tears.
Then whisper sweet little things in my ears.
A hugging and a kissing.
Ooh, what have I been missing?
Do what? Katie, do you enjoy this?
What is this?
What is this?
Wow, that's offensive.
It's the commune art.
What do you mean, what is this?
From your time?
From all time. From all times. Do you view us as old men?
No. I view us as old souls. Old, wise souls.
I don't know. I can't tell if it was passive aggressive or
not. I think it probably was.
Oh, look. It's Jennings.
Is he here?
No. He's messaging me as per usual.
And that's because the Seamaster just sent him a picture of your feet.
Hmm. And I want to say that that picture in no way portrayed my beautiful tootsies accurately.
And why is that? The Seamaster is a bad photographer?
Yeah. More or less. The picture he posted was all right of me, though. I kind of look fat in it. I'm not fat. Just want everybody to know that.
Where's the picture that you posted? You're not Charlie. Oh, my word.
No. Well, I mean, if that's the world we're playing in, right?
Do you know Charlie?
No. Gosh, but that was my original intrigue in the show, is I found a picture
of
him.
You like Charlie.
Well, yeah, and then he
Charlie's
got
a tall guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
His fiance
6'4", right?
His fiance is fine. His fiance is fine.
She's beautiful. She really is.
Hell, you.
Good for him.
Tip of the cap to him.
Yeah, he did well there.
But you're here taking a shot at Charlie, and you don't know Charlie. I mean, that ain't cool.
A little doughy. A little doughy.
Now you're taking a shot, but you know him.
He said it himself, though. He's like, I don't have the best body. He said it himself. So I'm just kind of imagining that maybe
said, I'm not fat, and then you mumbled, I'm not Charlie. I mean, I heard the whole thing.
From what I hear from the listeners. Oh, you gave yourself a point there.
I had to give myself a point.
From what I hear from the listeners, I imagine that he sits here wearing a pair of Spanx.
No.
My house breaking loose now.
No, he's not really that heavy at all.
Okay. Yeah, from his pictures. He looks hot.
Where the hell
did
that come from?
I don't know, but I like it.
A lot of people are joining the fan page. Seamaster, have you been putting pictures up on the fan page of Katie? That's what I assume is going on.
Probably people from my work. Thanks, Doug.
Sorry.
Doug, we're at 4,883 members of the fan page. We'll be at 5,000 in no time. What do you
probably
think about
too
that?
Too many.
We got to do something
too
special
many.
For that day.
What?
I don't know. We got to
do anything.
I think I'm beckoning more female listeners for you.
I've noticed that there has been an uptick in female listeners.
Did you see that? I've been in charge of the uprising here.
You're in charge of the uprising.
The
and what
TMA
are you doing to
Girls
lead the
Club.
Uprising?
I don't know. I think it's weird because there's really a sisterhood that goes along with being a female
there's
listener.
A sisterhood, Doug.
Sisterhood of the traveling TMA show.
Why would women want to listen to this?
I don't know. I think it gives us a good outlet, but also being a female listener, you're just always on the spot. So there's a lot of support from the other female listeners, like, hey, we're in this together.
Oh.
I'll hold your hair back.
I'll hold your hair back.
So there's that. So I think I've probably...
You say you're on the spot. In what way?
Because you just get dragged into everything. I mean, look at this. Look at today.
Today's wonderful.
It is good.
It's a glorious day.
It's fun.
I mean, this is your baptism.
My inaugural
That's right.
day on TMA.
That's right. Let's see what the text messages say, Doug.
Well, be careful there, Tim.
314-880-0808. That's how you can text in. You can call in. The Appliance Discounter phone lines. The Appliance Discounter, 6 St. Louis area locations to serve you. And they're online at theappliancediscounters.com. They have a Mother's Day special going on. Week from Sunday, Mother's Day, right?
Seems about right, yeah.
Bosch dishwashers, $5.99 and up. Get free replacement install and a free Bosch kitchen mixer. This mixer retails for $3.29. You're getting it free with a Bosch dishwasher purchase. Rebates on all Bosch dishwashers as well as 10% back of your total purchase of three or more Bosch appliances. Lowest price as always and 10% back. It's all at the Appliance Discounters with 6 St. Louis area locations to serve you on both sides of the river. They're in Baldwin, in Webster, in St. Charles, in Arnold, in South City on Delore, and in Fairview Heights, Illinois. The Appliance Discounters only. Call in and feel free to get involved or text in. This chick is legit, yo. Just fire the cat already. That's from Rick Wamsley.
Doug, let's cover the gift you got this morning.
You got a gift? I didn't know this, Doug.
I did, yeah. I was given this little cup holder. Yeah.
That should also be put up on the fan page if Seamaster is doing photography work.
So there's that. And then the maker of that, whose name I cannot mention.
Why?
You actually have fans that don't want to be involved in the show.
I don't understand.
They want to be silent fans. They don't want to post. They don't want to text.
Right.
Apparently, they're aspiring to have real careers where people are going to take them seriously.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And not by an alias on a 9:20 a.m. show.
No.
But, yeah, he had given me that, and I said, well, what about Tim? He goes, that one's in the works. And then I said, well, what about the cat? Should I get one for the cat, too? And he goes, no, because what I'm going to do, if I make one for him, is Photoshop his face onto somebody giving male fellatio.
Ah!
So I said, okay.
Doug Adam Wainwright had a triple.
Yeah, he got his first win of the year last night. Way to go, Waino. He went about 5 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs.
Stephen Wildwood, Katie, says, thank God she's hot or otherwise she would be annoying. It's Stephen Wildwood.
Ouch.
Well, I mean, it's a compliment.
No.
It's a really backhanded compliment.
Paired with.
I would say.
Paired with. But I mean, if you come into the studio, you got to be prepared to play in the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Plowhawk, how are you doing this morning? We talked with you very briefly in the 7 o'clock hour, presented by Acorns Golf Links. We're now in the wonderful 8 o'clock hour. The Ryan Kelly Morning.
I'm doing well.
Yeah. The listeners wanted to know if it's going to be Plowhawk going forward, or we go back to Plowboy. You're not Plow Star because you're picking the Blues. Do you like Plow Penguin? What do you want to be called?
It really doesn't matter to me, Tim. I guess whatever is best for the show and for you, I'll go with it.
Anything for Tim. Why don't you lay some hosannas at his feet while you're at it?
Somebody named Rumpel Foreskin just followed me on Twitter. God, they're so creative, aren't they?
They're great. They're wonderful.
I like them.
Guys, will Katie's dad adopt me so I can bang him? Thanks, Cucky the Dwarf.
Okay,
now, see,
now
it's starting.
Yeah.
The 7 o'clock hour was kind of like the grace period, and now all of a sudden, now you're going to feel the wrath.
Too far. Cucky the
they
Dwarf
were kind
has been
to me at
suspended.
First. He's been periscoping a lot lately. Do you follow
Cucky
him?
Cucky the Dwarf?
Yes, all the time.
Well, he was out protesting on our street here.
Is that where the sticky notes came from?
No, that's a different guy who wears jean shorts.
Ah, jorts.
Yep. A lot of those in Frontenac. Guys, a guy I work with told me that Katie actually knows caller JR. Can you confirm? That's from Doug's handyman.
Do you know caller JR?
Caller JR, is he the pornography?
He says Parn.
Pornography.
And Obama.
Yep.
I know him personally? No, I don't. I don't know if he's real or not. I don't know.
Well, none of us seem to know him.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, that would be neat if I did know him.
Why?
But he's never really interacted with me when I've been on We Are Live. He just talks to the guys. That's usually how things go.
He ignores you?
Yeah, none of the guys want to talk to me.
Doug, the listeners are very active this morning, though. I'm telling you, we're going to break a text inbox record. Who knows when the podcast download is. Katie's making her first appearance here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Brad May, 18-year NHL vet, Seamonster, said he had a very famous goal with the Buffalo Sabres in the 1990s. Do you know what goal that was?
Oh, the big one. Yeah, that won the game. Sure. Absolutely, I remember that goal. I mean, don't we all know exactly where we were when he scored that one? Man, I did not see that coming, and yet he scored it.
He's with us at 8:30.
Yep.
Get Tinted STL, Captain's Log. And then the cat from, I believe he's in Scottsdale, actually. He will be with us coming up at 9:15 as the Cardinals get the win last night to make it 2 of 3 in Arizona. And Adam Wainwright gets his first win of the year. They continue to rake. And it's guys that you didn't necessarily expect to be raking, doing much of the raking, such as Aledmys Diaz. This is insane. And now he has enough plate appearances that he's leading the league in hitting.
At 468. At what point do you say, you know what, maybe you're not the eighth hitter. Maybe you ought to be hitting third or fourth. Maybe you ought to switch spots with Grichik, who's really struggling. Yeah.
National League leaders in batting average. At the top of the list, Aledmys Diaz.
And you picked him up in fantasy baseball, didn't you?
I have Aledmys Diaz and Daniel Murphy. Both top of the list batting average. What in the button? Charlie and I are working on a blockbuster, just so you know.
Diaz is 29 for 62.
And he hits
four
home runs.
Yeah.
How about this?
With a lot of power, like upper deck power. Who saw that coming? They couldn't have. The Cardinals couldn't have seen it coming, or he wouldn't have started the year in the minor league.
Well, they wouldn't have picked up Tejada.
Right.
I don't follow the Cardinals until, like, June.
So you have the Mike Claiborne, I won't pay attention until Flag Day rule.
Pretty much. Or the equivalent, like, in college, I never went to class, and I would do my papers the night before. It's under pressure. When the Cardinals get under pressure, then I take Adderall, stay up all night.
Do you do a lot of Adderall? It seems like the kids are all doing the Adderall.
I took that for like 10 years.
I've never taken it. What does it do?
It helps you focus.
Oh, really? Yeah. A lot of guys I play poker with are on it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the equivalent of like prescription meth for some people. If you don't have ADHD, then you're pretty much meth head if you're taking it.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
I mean, it's true.
Do you have ADHD?
I definitely have ADHD.
You do? So you can get the prescription for the Adderall.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't mess with that. Come on. I'm all natural.
Well, you just said you did.
All natural. Organic. Oh, God. Not organic.
Boy, a bunch of women just asked to join the fan page. What's going on? Maybe you're right on this, Katie.
Oh, really? How many?
I mean, God, I don't know. Like 7. Just all within the last
I'm telling
like,
you, it's
minutes.
The uprise. It is the uprising.
It's probably the lesbian community since you got your date with Janie the lesbian.
Where do things stand with Janie the lesbian?
Wheelhouse wants to support a TMA Girls Club happy hour.
Yeah, I saw you and Chrissy and caller Jordan were orchestrating that.
And Freebs. I don't know who Freebs is.
Allison. She's good people.
Okay. Yeah, she looks like she's in great shape. Is she like a trainer or something?
She is in great shape. I don't think she's I don't know. Maybe she is a trainer, but I don't think that's her primary job. She's good people. We got some good listeners, yo. Doug hates the listeners, but
I don't hate the listeners. I just like to have them stay at an arm's length if they don't mind. It's some of the interactions we have at the parties and things. That's a little creepy, Tim, when they walk up with these pictures of naked Tony Danza. It kind of creeps you out, yeah.
Don't hate on my man. You got to give him props.
You still really like this Tony?
I really do like Tony. When's the next party is the question. Is the Free Donum Open considered the party?
I think that would be it. Oh, yes. Somebody found my composite picture from freshman year at Sigma Chi. Doug, look at my lid. Look at this hair. What happened to this hair? I look like Rod Blagojevich. Look at that. I was 17 years old.
Yeah, that's
God bless
lid.
America. What happened?
Well, you would still have hair. It's just that you shave it all off.
Yeah. I had Bama bangs. The SLU haircut.
You would still
Do you know
have...
what I'm talking about on that, Katie? Since you're not St. Louis High School girl.
What are you talking about?
Like with the long hair... You know, kind of like when you watch like an SEC football game, not that you're necessarily doing that Oregon State, but like the long hair and it's kind of parted. It's kind of what I had going on.
Yeah.
I need to see that picture. Can you like text it to me or something?
Well, it's on the fan page. There it is.
Oh, that's wow. That does look like a southern. Why do people from the south have weird hair?
I don't know what that's about. But there it is. Because when I went down to the Sigma Chi house a couple weeks ago,
You were a Sigma Chi, huh?
I was.
You know what we call them? We call them Sigma High in college.
Well, there's probably a good reason for that.
Yep.
I
live right next to that fraternity in college.
What'd you call the Sigma Jews?
The little Havana of Columbia in the late
Sigma
1990s.
Jews?
Yeah.
I think that's offensive, but I'm going to check with Thompson Coburn right before we get Brad May on. And, Doug, he had a huge goal.
Boy, did he ever. He had a big one. When they needed it the most, who stepped up? Maisie.
Here's the
Maisie stepped up.
Tim, I actually just texted you the details.
Looking at my composite picture from 1994.
It was the 1993 playoffs, and it completed an upset sweep, the Sabres over the Bruins, and it's a terrific call that you're going to get to hear right now.
Oh, wow.
No one thought they'd beat Boston until this.
We're in overtime, tied at 5, LaFontaine tripped up, May coming into the zone, got the puck.
That's not the call I thought we were getting.
Well, how long does it go?
That was the right goal, but the famous voice of the Sabres, Rick Jeanneret, after he scores, just started yelling Mayday over and over again, and it's known as the Mayday goal.
Well, maybe we could get
now. Why, Plow Sabre? How come you're not on this?
Well, I thought he had the right one, so it's kind of on me too.
Yeah, it looked like the right one to me, Tim.
I didn't think there was going to be multiple versions of that call.
Well, now we need to hear the other one. Is that available? It's got to be.
You got to give the plow pen or the plowguin. Plowguin?
Plowguin.
Somebody texted that in yesterday, I think. Plowguin. A minute there. Brad May also won the Stanley Cup with Chris Pronger with the Ducks.
How about that, Doug?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I remember that, too.
What year did they win the Cup? 7?
No, that was 07. Yeah. Off to 7.
He went back-to-back years with two different teams. Problems, didn't
Yeah, just kind of goes. And he also made the finals with the Flyers.
2010. Lost to the hockey went wingy.
Mm-hmm. Right, I think we bought enough time. The Plowguin is ready.
He has it. All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
On Kane, he gets tripped up, gets it to May, and over the line, here's May going in on goal, he shoots, he scores!
Now, what was the music at the end?
What was that? Did I hear Lifehouse at the end? Katie, I think I heard Lifehouse right there at the end.
Who's that?
It's like a kind of, I don't know if it's Christian rock or kind of pop rock.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily my bag either, sister. I'm just telling you, I know what it is. I think I heard it right there at the end.
That was a great call, though.
The Lifehouse spot?
The goal. Yeah, the announcer. Very nice. Boy, May played for a lot of teams. Buffalo, Vancouver, Phoenix, Vancouver again, Colorado, Anaheim, Toronto, Detroit. That's just what I remember.
Right.
Now, I'd have to check the record for sure to double-check my memory. But I think that's who he played for.
18 years in the NHL. Is that a long time?
Yes.
That's a long time.
It's a super long time.
I think I started watching hockey like 3 months ago.
How long did Pronger play? What was his first year? Is it 94?
I think he came in like 93 draft.
So he got close to that. And if he wouldn't have dealt with all the concussions, he definitely would have superseded it. That's such a damn shame. I hope he's doing all right.
And those guys all
torturing him with that stuff.
Also lost a year to the lockout.
Yeah, you're right. The sea monster, as you always are.
Yeah.
So last night with the – I don't know how many people stayed up to watch it. I was able to get to the late in the second period, and the Predators were up 2-0. I was pulling for Nashville. I don't know if anybody was even monitoring that game, but I think it would be pretty cool if it wound up being the Blues and Predators from a travel standpoint.
Yeah.
It'd make it likely that we would go on the road for those games, only being 5 hours away. And
being
the radio station, our show.
Oh, really?
If you're up for it. Well, I mean, I know you got to do
if
your...
If I can get up, yeah.
But the Predators beat the Ducks, and so that means it'll be Nashville and San Jose, and that also means the bad news for Blues fans who are looking forward to the first second-round game in St. Louis since Game 2 against the Kings in 2012. It's now going to be one of those 8:43 starts because of the Predators winning. Had the Ducks won, the Blues would not have had the Game 3 8:43 start. So...
Doesn't that seem like it's backwards?
Sucks.
If the Ducks win, later game.
I totally agree with you. But here's the deal. It would have been at San Jose, and so then therefore they would have made it the late game.
Why do you want the Predators to play the Blues?
I would not necessarily from a quality standpoint, although I think most people would have said the Ducks were the better team. But I just like when it's something from a geographic standpoint, selfishly, it's better for us. And then when people are not on the West Coast, if the Predators were able to beat the Sharks. I don't know who would be favored in that series. I have no idea.
Would you drive there to go see a game?
I would drive there to go do the show, probably. Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able to get tickets. Predators are one of those organizations that like gears the tickets, kind of like what the Stars are doing for this series, to not sell them to people from outside of the Tennessee region.
I kind
of
like that.
Yeah. But I think you can still do that with Blackhawks fans, and there are plenty in the bi-state region, and that's how...
Yeah, and you can't stop people here from buying the tickets and then selling them.
Right, right. So the Blues and Blackhawks, Blues and Stars, Friday, 7 o'clock, Sunday, 2 o'clock. That was already official, but now Game 3, Tuesday night at the Scott Trade Center, will be the late game. Even though you have San Jose playing, that game's going to be an 8 o'clock start on USA. Blues and Stars will be 8:30, but really 8:43 at the Scott Trade Center. So you start your week off tired.
Mm-hmm.
Game 4 at the Scott Trade Center will be a good 7 o'clock start. Doug.
Oh, that's good. You lose interest in hockey about 11 o'clock at night. That's about enough.
I really don't like how the playoffs are set up to have 7 games in
Why?
The first round.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want it to build up like the World Series.
You
That's
want
what I want.
Two out of three in the first round?
No. I mean, actually, five. If that would make it go quicker. I mean, 2 months of playoffs. And you know what kind
it's
of
all about revenue,
me?
Yo.
A lot of money.
So people can live in Frontenac.
Well, people are just so excited about winning the first round of the playoffs, and I think it's just almost sad in a sense because
anything less
of a Stanley
you are
Cup.
Coming in here on your first show and you are attacking the audience for being excited about the
Anything less than a Stanley Cup is a disappointment. You're going to get this excited about winning the first round of the playoffs.
What are you, a Blackhawks fan?
Probably the same kid who was happy with a participation medal in sports.
Oh, my word.
That's the kind of fan you are.
I got to, like, give the bell, but it's a take I disagree with.
Well, I mean, I guess it's
You just said you hadn't been watching until, like, 3 weeks ago.
Like, half the teams make it to the first round of the playoffs?
Oh, my God. You're going to be lit up on Blues Talk on STL today. Godspeed, sister. It's over.
No, I'm excited about it, but I'm saying that they're worthy of winning a Stanley Cup, and why get too excited now? We have more to look forward to. Save your energy. Mm-hmm.
But
there you go.
Fans of the team have been used to them getting shipped in the first round and having terrible performances in the playoffs, and so this feels like they slayed the dragon. And they were the defending cup champions.
Did you just quote yourself? You quoted yourself.
What? How did I quote myself?
You've been saying slay the dragon on social media. I read it before. It's creepy.
Why is it creepy that I say slay the dragon?
No, I said I felt creepy there. For
because
knowing
you
that
read
you said
what
that
I said?
Yeah.
You stalking me?
No. I only follow like 50 or 60 people on Twitter.
But I'm
it's
one
like
of
the
them.
Same people all the time. Doug hardly even posts.
He talks about Spagnuolo.
Yeah, really. Yeah, from time to time, Spags bugs me. Not quite over that area yet.
From the 636, her stock just plummeted.
Ouch.
Well, she's saying what I'm sure the Blues would say. The first round is great, but we got a lot of work to do before we're going to be
satisfied. I feel like that's a Tarasenko kind of mindset because he's one of those guys who's just never going to party until he's done.
Did say to Andy Strickland on the postgame show, less talk, more play.
That's how he is. He's not done until he's won.
Guys, Tim, does this chick know how cool you are? Hold on a second. This is Doug. This is Fred from the poor part of the nail. You know him?
No.
Tim, does this chick know how cool you are and how much of a lover Doug is to me? That's from Fred from the poor part of the nail. Katie, do you know those things?
No.
Now you know.
I guess I did meet Fred from the poor part of the nail, didn't I? At Billy G's?
Yeah.
He was there last time. You know.
And Bubbles.
Bubbles was there.
And
know.
Bubbles... girlfriend is trying to sleep with Fred from the poor part of the nail's wife.
Well, they're not really.
That's another part of the sisterhood of this show,
just
Katie.
Pictures that they got.
I don't know them yet. I don't think I know that lady listener. She have a Twitter?
They're good looking.
Oh,
for the reals. What are you doing right now? I feel like we're interrupting your texting to do our effing show. The hell are you doing over there?
I'm putting the phone down.
I'm trying
to turn off all the notifications. Somebody just asked if he could take my brown eye date or something. I don't know what's going on.
He just keeps hitting and hitting.
Well, he originally tweeted it, and then he deleted it and retweeted it and tagged the TMA fan page and all these other things on Twitter to draw attention to it. And now he's really – and he even used a little poop emoji, so I'm thinking
– I guess you got to put him at second when Peralta comes back.
There we go. I turned my phone over. I won't be distracted anymore.
All right.
Doug, there's a whole thing going on. Ray King just sent me a direct message on Twitter to say that he's going to stop by tomorrow. So I want you to – he wants to know that.
Stop by here?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm just telling you. That's what he said.
Well, not just anybody can stop by. I mean, you can put a little post-it note. You can get your message.
Yeah, like the shrub walker.
Glass here, but you can't just walk in, can you?
The shrub walker.
That's right.
It's such a busy street, too, that you have to think about whoever's in traffic driving by, what they're wondering is going on behind the glass here.
They don't realize how many hot takes are out.
Mm. They probably see the fire from the building.
Becky from the fan page says, with my lid, I could have gotten it back in the day. No disrespect, Mrs. McKernan, hashtag Hoth. Boy, I don't know. I don't think this is a real attractive picture. I got to be honest with you. And I think awfully highly of myself,
that's
too.
That's what people look like when they're 15 years old.
17.
Well, this was freshman college.
Yeah,
oh, I thought that was freshman high school.
You went to Mizzou.
Sorry. I did.
I'm sorry. Where'd you go, Doug?
What was that? Doug went to Missouri as well.
Oh.
Why are you taking a shot at our alma mater, Doug's alma mater, since I didn't graduate?
Well, I would have gone to KU. If I had stuck around in the Midwest.
Beaker.
Yeah, Beaker. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Why would you have gone Rock Chalk?
I don't know. I like their colors.
Just to be difficult. You were going to go just
text
to be
inboxes is going to light up now like a Christmas tree. I liked KU for their colors.
Because I lived in Kansas, and it's kind of like, you know, St. Louis, everybody goes to Mizzou because everybody goes to Mizzou.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
So that's kind of
Kansas to go there.
In Kansas, but...
Can't you get into Kansas or Kansas State if you just graduated from high school?
That's
in
the same way it is with any state school.
Oh, no, not here it isn't.
Really?
Uh-uh. Yeah, you can't
get
into...
You have to have at least a 1.0.
No, Kansas and K-State? No, here you definitely cannot get into Missouri just because you graduated from high school.
I feel like they're letting people in for free nowadays.
Oh, I wish it was
at the football
free.
And basketball.
Doug wouldn't be able to...
It's about $25,000 a year to go to Mizzou.
For a state school?
Yes.
Get out.
Yes, I can...
Highway
I can
robbery.
Show you the checks. It's cheaper... As a kid in Missouri, it's cheaper right now to go to Ole Miss, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, cheaper than Missouri.
Roll Tide.
Cheaper to pay out-of-state tuition and go there.
Ole Miss is great.
They say Ole Miss is a place nobody graduates from.
Well, it's because so much fun. Don't they have something called like the Garden or the Grove or something that everybody tailgates there?
Grove, sister, the Grove.
Not our Grove, though.
No. You hang out in the Grove?
I told you I'm moving, right? It's right in between Central West and the Grove.
That wasn't the question. Do you hang out in the Grove?
I'm hesitant to say yes.
Wow.
Where do you think I met Tony at?
Doug.
You haven't met Tony yet, have you?
Yes, I have. We've been through this.
Tony the Plaidow.
Yes.
You met him in the Grove.
Oh, you met him at the party.
Not at the party.
But that was just like a, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now you've been thinking about him ever since.
No, I've met your salesman at the Grove, Tim.
Which salesperson?
Drew.
Oh, yeah. You know Drew?
I met him once.
He's good people.
Yeah. He seemed like a cool guy.
He is. He's good
Very
people.
Very personable.
He's your age.
Yeah. Are you trying to set me up with him?
I was just saying he's your age. That's all I done. All he said was he's your age.
Oh.
Aledmus Diaz is your age. I'm not trying to set you up with him. Yeah. These are just fun facts, sister. These are just fun facts. Guys, anti-Mizzou and anti-Blues. I'm not sure Tribbing can overcome this. Doug, that's from the Webster Wien Peeker.
Oh, come on,
it's going to be tough now.
Ulysses S. Grant, and he was, I believe, a president.
President, general, sure.
Sure. He says, this chick may be the most clueless person on earth.
Oh.
Ulysses S. Grant. Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Well, he's probably pretty well-informed being president.
It's good. Yeah, all right. I'm going to back down on that. Now you picked up the phone again. It's unbelievable.
I got bored.
It's hard not to look at your phone, isn't it? No matter what you're
you
doing,
guys have
no matter
laptops
where you are.
And everything else. You have a notebook? God, you're so
That's a suspension logule.
Oh. That's
it's not
that
a notebook.
Sponsored.
It's a suspension logule.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, well, what do you mean if it's not a real
can
thing?
Can I see it? Can I touch it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah, that is a big deal.
Notebook.
A lot of people don't believe that it really exists.
She called it a notebook.
Well, I figured that Tim, being a little younger, had the laptop and you had the notebook.
No, I've got this computer right here in front of me, and I have that leather-bound, handsome suspension logule.
Doug, the all-new luxury 2016 Buick Cascada convertible has arrived on the showroom floor of Gateway Buick GMC. These top-notch, much-anticipated convertibles start at only $35,000. Take advantage of the Gateway Buick GMC spring sales event and lease one for under $370 per month. Yes, you heard me right. Yes,
okay.
The gorgeous new convertible you see buzzing around the roads is a Buick Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. The cattle join us from Phoenix coming up at around 9:15, and then Brad May, formerly the Buffalo Sabres, and now with Rogers Sportsnet, he will talk Stanley Cup playoffs with us here in a matter of moments on the appliance discounter phone lines. You can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and we are giving away a pair of tickets to the St. Louis FC game this Saturday. That is our prize for our email of the day. So that's what we have for you coming up here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We'll take a commercial break, come back with Brad May. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com.